This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, here we are, ready to review what's going on in the world of news, talk, radio. A weekly event, a weekly affair, if you will, with the likes of mental minds, mentally astute people like Victoria Jones, with the D.C. radio company. We seem to have a D.C. prominence here, because Rich McFadden, also from the D.C. headquartered Radio America, our originating network. You like that music? Is that why you let that go there?
I did. We kind of have.
Boom.
You like it?
Yeah.
That was okay.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
So I'm mentally astute, and what is Rich?
Rich is... You don't
here.
Want me there.
He's here.
Yeah, Rich is here. Yep, congratulations. By the way, speaking of congratulations, as we get started with our story list today, one of them that's left off is that the president seems to think that buying Greenland is a good investment.
That's my favorite story of the week.
I love this story.
It's
right?
So awesome. And you know what?
Story.
He's the guy that will do it.
No, he won't, actually, because it's not for sale. And even the people in Greenland don't own their own homes because Denmark owns all the land.
Right. You can't buy properties. Like, if you move to Greenland, you can't buy a lot of property. They just allow you to use it.
Yeah, you can use it. So you can have a house, but it's not yours.
Right.
But he's got this idea, because he thinks it would be like, hey, I've bought a country. How cool is that?
But very cool.
That's why. That's the only reason he wants to do it. You do know that, right?
He's going to Denmark next month. I say he comes back with a receipt for a new continent.
There we go.
It's not a continent.
I say he just comes back, and it's like, and I wish I could speak Danish, because I'd love to see the press.
Why do the Danish want to hold on? Greenland is just a big frozen rock. It's a strategic.
Minerals.
Yeah, it's got a lot of natural resources.
Okay.
Apparently Truman tried to buy it for $100 million.
Really?
And they turned him down. But
the problem is it's all borrowed money these days. Everything we do. Now,
so the Chinese would actually be buying it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's right. There you go.
I don't know, man.
Ding, 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 ding,
I think
ding,
you throw up a couple of trillion dollars and Denmark says, here's the deed.
Yeah.
And then
so
Trump comes back and says, hey, Canada, we got you surrounded.
Yeah, we're all get you. Speaking of the Chinese, number two this week on the story list from Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is at Talkers.com. And also Talkers Magazine has a list every week of the top 10 stories, according to their research, and the people who have been discussed more than others on radio programs that are somewhat similar to this. Well, no, this is a unique program because we take apart the list. Number two, our trade war and what's going on Chinese and the Hong Kong East. I was trying to find out earlier, what do you call a Hong Kongian? Is there such a...
Hong Konger.
That you're a Hong Konger?
Yeah.
The person that lives there is a Hong Konger?
You're making that
not
up.
Hong Konger. No, I'm not making it up. They're Hong Kongers. That's what they are. No,
Hong
I'm Konganese. Not making it up.
That's
no, they're weird. Hong Kongers.
Right, I'm Googling you now.
Right. You Google it, man. I am correct.
Meanwhile, the Chinese trade war taking its toll with America's farmers and others. There are people who are talking about it. Number three this week. What's Chinese?
Oh, are we just moving on? Because there are pieces of both of these stories we should talk about. Or are we doing the list?
No. What I was going to do is, I was going to actually tie two and three together.
Hong Konger.
Because... Hong
Kong. Actually, that's what I said.
Oh, I thought
Thank
you said
you.
Hong Konga.
Oh, you make ethnic slurs.
See, I thought that's what you said.
This early.
Hong Kong. I like Hong Konganese, actually, much better than Hong Konger. Meanwhile, back at the real story, the Chinese and the effects of the trade war, something the so-called unintended, these are unintended consequences. Trump, I think in this circumstance, I believe that putting the Chinese on their ear is a good thing.
Yes.
Because we've let them get away with a lot of stuff, and everybody's been chicken to deal with them Trump's no chicken. He may be a lot of other things, but he's not a chicken. So when it comes to this, however, not only is the American family farmer and thus the American public suffering in the food department because of this, but the stock market. There appear, apparently this week Germany had some real cracks in some of the economic systems there. And so people who are naysayers or those who are, see, I told you so, those people are looking at some sort of stock market weakness, and that'll lead us to a recession, and it's all the Chinese trade war, the problems with that, and that. There's a lot of other there's so much borrowed money in the world, it's that's part
of
the problem.
Here's a dilemma.
Yes, Rich.
Back in the 80s, when the China now was Japan then, remember that?
Yes, right, yep. They made crap, too.
Well, Japan was manipulating their currency just like China has been for the past decade and really putting the screws to us. And we finally said, okay, no
more.
See
what that did for him.
And we went to Japan and we said, yeah, you've got to stop this. It will go on for no more. And they eventually finally did it, but it's only because they were kind of an American protectorate. Because after World War II, we've been their protection.
Yeah.
So we had the leverage.
We rebuilt the country we destroyed. We rebuilt it.
Right. And then we destroyed it again. Because they did stop manipulating their currency, and they did let inflation go up. But then they tried to give out cheap housing or cheap loans for housing, and they had their own bubble. And they have never, ever recovered from that bubble. We do not have that same leverage with China. Except that their economy is not nearly as strong as ours, and we can outweigh them. So now it's just kind of a game of chicken.
Well, they have. I use the reference of deep roots. Our economy has deep, deep, deep roots. They have a lot of cash, but they don't have deep roots to their economy. And the public there doesn't really.
Different.
They have a billion people.
Well, they have a couple of things different. They don't have 2-year and 4-year elections. They have 25 and 50 year plans. They have a president for life, and they have infinite patience.
She is so right. She, bingo.
Well, the public is restless there, as is the public in Iran. So we have governments. I mean, you can say that about our country.
The public
governments, and then we have the public, and so it's dependent on how some of this stuff weighs in. All right, so that's the. That's how we get started here. The first overview of a couple of important stories on the Talk Radio Review with Victoria and Rich and Doug. Here at 14 after the hour, let me help you lose some weight if you would like to. Here is our promise. Our promise, when I say ours, my promise, along with the backup of Kellitrin, the family that runs Kellitrin, that came up with a formula, which basically consists of the most important protein in your body, which is collagen. And, you know, sometimes people say to me, you get too into the weeds. I don't want to know what's there. I just want to know that it works. And if you tell me it works, then I believe you. Because I don't tell people things that aren't true. Generally, I don't back something what they call endorsement on the radio unless I've used it. I believe in the natural impact of things like this because there's nothing in Kellitrin that will make you go all jiggy. There's no, there aren't any drugs, there are no stimulants, none of that stuff. And you don't have to go on a crash diet with Kellitrin. By the way, it's spelled Kellitren. If you want to go to the website, Kellitren.com, it'll connect you. Both TopLoss.com and Kellitren.com will get you to the information that you probably want to consider, the reviews, the photos of people, the community of folks who have lost from 7 pounds to 70 pounds and more by getting on this program. Take 4 capsules every night, and through the night, it works on rebuilding your body because that collagen gets into your system. Your body starts rebuilding with that. Get out the fat and build up lean muscle. A little exercise good for you. So if you want the way to lose weight and keep it off the natural way, go to toploss.com. Special deal when you check the box for DJV. You get free shipping and also 3 bottles. You buy them, Two bottles you get free. You get a 5-month supply. 10% off everything you buy and free shipping. That's all with the DJV code. Get started now. Get on the Calitin program. Lose the weight and keep it off. Go to toploss.com and use the checkout DJV for all kinds of benefits. Oftentimes you hear me talking on the air, lauding, referring to what Calitrin does. Not only if you're staying on the program and follow the directions will you lose the weight, but you stay with it and you keep the weight off. Isn't that really what most people want?
That's right, and that's what most people do, Doug. You know, Calitrin is different because it is drug-free. You know, it's collagen. You're born with it. You lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. No stimulants. Doesn't interact with any medications, no matter what you're taking, even if you're a heart patient, you're a diabetic, you're on blood pressure meds. And it is a product that you can stay on for life. You can get off once you've reached your goal, or you can go into maintenance.
Calitrin, the number one healthiest choice for weight loss. Buy 3 bottles, get 2 free, get 10% off the entire package and free shipping. But act now so you get on the weight program and lose the weight. Use the code DJV at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside my pillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. 2 premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Talk radio review with Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Doug Steffen, the people. This, let me just go through this in a quick... I actually do want to talk about Sherry Redstone, who's number 10 on the list this week. Todd and Julie Christie, another... What a pair those two are. Woo-wee! Bad Vlad... number 8, let's see, all the usual. I look at this list, I see there usually is one name next to a number. But these characters running for office and the, what do they call the women, the four women, the club? What is it? The squad.
The squad.
Oh, squad. Yeah, they're all over the place. Bill and Hillary Clinton are number 3 because, this is, I want your take on this, Victoria. The picture of Bill Clinton in the blue dress, the painting that one sees if you walk into Jeffrey Epstein's apartment, the first thing you see is a large portrait of Bill Clinton with a blue dress on and wearing red heels.
That's funny.
Haven't you heard that?
Yeah.
You didn't hear that?
No,
huh?
That's really,
really
great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, what I would say is, well, let's wait till we get to the number one story, because I've got a very interesting angle
what,
on
Trump?
This.
Trump is number, oh, you mean
no, people.
Is number one, the Epstein death. Yeah, right. He's number 2 on the people list. Trump's number 1. So, yeah, the Epstein death and whether he was strangled or whether he got offed or what happened to him. What's your money on, Richie? He got offed or he committed suicide? What
oh, no. He was suicided for sure.
Suicided?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He suicided himself. But
you
the,
think
the
he did? No conspiracy for you,
he's
Victoria.
He's a coward.
Ah, okay. What did
he
say?
He's a coward and would have rolled over like nobody's business, and that's why they offed him.
Right. No, he
no way
off.
That
he
he's a coward,
a,
so no way that guy killed
a
himself.
Coward.
Because he's
he
a coward, no way he killed himself.
Right. But Victoria,
no,
you had something.
Yes, yeah, I do. Yeah. I have 2 things. One thing is that all these conspiracy theories, let's remember this is all about money. He couldn't have done any of this really without money, and he was friendly with both political parties. But there's a very both everybody with money. There's an interesting story in Forbes, and I'll tell you more shortly.
Right. And plus the picture of Bill Clinton with a chicken. 21 after the hour.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get at it here, or let's keep at it. Let's find out from Victoria Keelan what she has on Jeffrey Epstein. What do you have? What do you
Well, you have to wait for Victoria Keelan, because she'll give her response.
Victoria's all around me. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden from Radio America. I'm Doug Steffen. So, all right, up with the info.
Okay, so this is from Forbes. So the day after he was taken off suicide watch, disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein spent at least 2 hours locked up alone with a young woman in a private room reserved for inmates and their attorneys, according to an attorney who was visiting the prison that day. Ghislaine Maxwell. This is... the visiting attorney said the optics were startling because she was young and pretty. And he speculated the woman could be a lawyer, and she could have been like a first year, something like that. But she wasn't dressed in a suit. She was dressed casually, like for a brunch, like in jeans and a blouse. The lawyer said she could have been a first-year associate. It was slacks and a blouse. Could have been jeans or another kind of pants, but like Sunday brunch attire. So I just find this interesting. And apparently he used to spend about 8 hours in this room that was reserved for inmates and their attorneys, which means that other inmates didn't have access to this room because he didn't want to be in this horrendous cell. So again, privilege, money. But what was he doing with this young first year, apparently associate attorney, rather than with his high powered $600 an hour attorneys? What was he doing for 2 hours?
Paying $1,200 an hour for other services.
Yeah, twice as much. So the whole thing is ridiculous.
It's disgusting.
It is.
What a pig, man.
How many other people are there in the world who are like this? That would be the question that I would want to
ask. And where is the justice?
Justice? He's got money. He doesn't need justice. He got money. Money and justice don't.
Justice for the women.
Depends on how you define justice.
They don't get their justice because he's a coward. And, well, because he got killed. He's suicided.
Well, they can take a shot at his, whatever his.
They can still sue his estate, yes.
Yeah.
And let's find that Ghislaine pimp.
Yeah. She was in an In-N-Out burger in L.A. yesterday.
Somebody spotted her. Yeah.
Took a picture of her. She's in and out burgers.
So what happened to all of the documents that got handed over, which really were the landslide that led to his being offed or him offing himself? When do they come out?
Well, not sure.
What makes you think they're going to come out?
I don't know. And it's very interesting, you know, the attorneys or the prosecutors in Florida who cut that deal whereby the women weren't allowed access to anything and they were cut out of the process are now saying, well, his alleged associates have a right to due process and they should be allowed access to everything. So it's like, well, where were you when right. the alleged victims should have been allowed due process to everything?
Right, well, and that's why you will see these documents, Doug, because they will sue. You will see this go to court for the money, and a lot of this information will come out. But I'm sure the people that had him killed will also get that information that they want gone and
yes.
have it tucked under the rug.
Gonzo. All right, let's talk about something really important in the next half hour, like Chris Cuomo, that incident in the Hamptons where he got in the guy's face, who got in his face.
So epic.
I'm going to mess you up, man.
I'm going to throw you down the steps, dude.
Yeah, right. But I remember Frodo the dog. I never don't remember character Fredo.
Fredo.
Okay. I used to be called a Freddy Cat when I was a kid. Any relationship here?
Kind of. Yeah, Freddy a little bit.
Cat. Yeah. Okay, well, let's explore this as we continue this week's Talk Radio Review at 28 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Judiciary Committee Democrats are planning to cut short their summer break and return to Washington early to work on gun violence bills. There's no word if Republicans on the committee have been invited. The action follows the mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's only so much the House can do.
We've done our job. We've sent the bill that will save the most lives to the Senate.
President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have expressed a new openness to gun legislation. North Korea has again test-fired missiles into the Sea of Japan. Their leader, Kim Jong-un, is also taking shots at South Korea's Moon Jae-in. Pyongyang is now saying it has no desire to talk face-to-face with South Korean officials again. President Trump has become upset with Moon, saying he hasn't done enough to rein in North Korea's aggression. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving along now, back into the focus of the big stories of the week that have made it onto the top 10 list from Talkers Magazine, the week of August the 12th to the 16th. So we're halfway through, ladies and gentlemen. Can you believe it? Halfway through the month of August. School is just around the corner for some. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America in Washington to help me go through this list, the story list, and the people that's published by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Victoria Jones also here from the D.C. Radio Company. Richie, when do your children go back to school?
My daughter's count says 11 days.
And she's counting.
Oh,
she's
counting. Yeah. And my son has already started. He's in high school. He's in 10th grade. Band already started, so they're in the parking lot practicing marching.
And I remember when he was born. Good God.
Yeah.
All right.
Now he's 6'1", Doug.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow, that's is he still growing?
Yeah.
He's a teenager.
Wow.
Still growing like weed. Now, speaking of growing, before we get back to the list, the actual list, the stories and the people list, although this person should be on the people list, not on the list, but ought to be, that's the category, Arlo Guthrie. Victoria and I have just been sort of sharing a few of the tie-dye shots. If you see this picture, what did he do to his hair? He must have put pink something or other in his hair. That ought to be. That Woodstock thing that people have been talking about for months and months and months, the revival, if you will, the 50th anniversary of the Bethlehem, New York, the Max Yazgar's farm, where Woodstock all took place. What was going on in the country then? See, I think this is the story. Not just the get-together and the people who were there and those experiences, but think about, go back in time to what you were thinking 50 years ago if you were around and what was going on in your life. In my life,
I was thinking I need a new diaper, Mom.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking much. Did you see the pics, Rich, that I sent?
I did. There's a classic.
Isn't that great, man?
But think about where you were. That's the great exercise here. What was going on in your life, August 15th to 18th, 1969, when there were 400,000 people that showed up for this festival, and it made a mess of the guy's farm, but it certainly made an impact on Americana. To the point, 50 years later, we go back to celebrate what it was that we weren't really celebrating. We were pissed off. I was 22 years old.
I would say that this event got us in the mess we're in today.
How so?
No, not that event.
What we were doing. The Vietnam War and the things socially that were going on and economically in our country.
I would say all those hippies ended up in the media and as college professors, and that's why we have the
bankers
extreme left versus the extreme right today, because they've been raising college kids, they've been indoctrinating college kids, and us through the media. All those people became...
Those
journalists.
Some of them became right-wingers. A lot of them became right-wingers. I mean, the world is not
Roger
just
Ailes
a right-wing paradigm. More complex than that.
I would say the free love decade has changed us a lot.
That was
and you
great.
See those changes
that was a great
today.
Part of that. Yeah.
Well, and the 50s changed us a lot. The 50s changed us a lot. It's not just the 60s.
No, you're
right. The 50s changed us a lot.
World War II changed us a lot. The Dust Bowl changed a lot. The 1929 Depression changed us a lot. World War I changed us a lot. That's of history.
But for the positive,
the Civil War.
Better or worse.
Changes us a lot. So to blame
something on
something.
Do you think the free love, let's just stop here. Do you think the free love decade changed us for better or worse, Doug?
Yeah, free love. I'm all for free love.
I think that this event was not a negative event. I think there were things in the 60s that were negative. I think there were things in the 70s that were negative. I think there were things in the 50s and 40s and 80s that were negative. I don't think that would
I'm not asking about the 80s. I'm asking about the free love, the hippie
experience. No, I don't think that free love in the 60s
had a positive or negative effect on us.
I think it's had a positive effect. I think the goals of free love, which were they wanted peace, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Nope,
they
nothing.
Didn't achieve it.
That's why,
they didn't achieve it.
Yeah, it was about the Vietnam War. I have vivid memories. You don't because you're not old enough. Vietnam War was Korea really was the beginning of the scourge of military-industrial complex that had been given license to go crazy during World War II because we needed what they produced, and then after that, there had to be a reason for
being. But the Korean conflict, in the end, was a successful effort.
Really? For whom?
Ask the people who are starving in North Korea.
Ask the people who are thriving in South Korea.
Okay, so they could have all been thriving.
Families are split between the two Koreas. I think they disagree.
Yeah. And then you go from there, from Korea, you go into Vietnam, and that unbelievable waste of life and money. And then you think about the waste of Afghanistan and the Middle East. The only thing that really, in my mind, and I don't want to get off on this because I want to go back to the list, but Desert Storm was necessary. Other than that, there's nothing. There has never been. There isn't now a reason for us being where we are militarily. It just is because it's good for business. So, all right, let's keep moving. Let's go back. Speaking of good for business, I'm relating because a lot of these things are tied together. The number 4 and 5 item on the talkers list, and as again I say often, you want to see the whole list in its entirety, go to talkers.com. The shooting in El Paso and Dayton, Philadelphia had a shootout. The number 5 conversation about calls for increasing gun control. You know, there's got to be a consciousness. There are a lot of laws on the books now that are ignored. They aren't even understood. So it's politically astute, I suppose, to call for new gun laws. Yeah, let's do this. Let's do that. The real culprit here is Wayne LaPierre. He's the number one. He's got a target on his back. It's appropriate for him because he's responsible for a lot of the ill-timed attitudes toward gun control that even members of the NRA. I was talking to a couple of friends of mine, a guy that I know very well. We saw a sticker on my truck for the NRA, and so he said, "Well, would you belong to the NRA?" I said, "Yeah, I've been on the NRA forever." Well, what do you think? Because I knew, we talk about Ollie a little bit. He was surprised that I knew Ollie, Oliver North, And I never get her name right because I never can pronounce her name right. Dana Lash, right?
Yep.
Is Lash, yeah. Okay, so anyway, they got pushed out because LaPierre didn't like their attitude because it wasn't what he wanted to get done. So now things are getting shaken up in the NRA. But the point I'm making here is that one organization having this much power over candidates or people that are in political positions is just wrong. And so you get into the deeper throes of all of this, the way the country has run, the system of getting elected, reelected. Richie said something very astute, and I don't know if he thought of it that way. We're the only country that has all these damn elections over and over and over and over and over. We're in a constant state of electoralists, whereas other countries we're competing with, they don't either have, they have elections when they feel like it. Okay, let's England says, call for election next month. France, Germany, all of them. And then the Chinese, they don't have elections. They say, oh, we've got a president, he was elected. Come on, who believes that? So you're dealing with all of this this stuff, and it's kind of like we were out to lunch.
Well, in our country, our electoral process is run by one thing. Money, money, yeah. Money.
Well, it is now. That's the case absolutely. Everywhere, but more so now.
No, it's not. It's not. No, if you look at the countries. Way other countries do it, there's very little money involved.
Well, it's because they have short election cycles, much as anything else.
We definitely need to fix our election process. Because
so what do we do to do that, Richie?
Right now, and even the DNC.
You won't agree with getting rid of the Electoral College.
No, I don't want to get rid of the Electoral College. I just want to get rid of the money that goes to for the campaigns. Unintentionally, the DNC even changed it even more during this primary process, because in an effort to try and whittle down the 20 that they had to throw on a stage at any given time, they said, okay, in order for you to qualify for the next round, you have to get so many donations from this amount of states. And so
yeah,
now
it's all about donations.
So
they're
now,
making it about money.
Right. You have to have this. So now they have to get 130,000 donations. So everybody's trying to get a dollar from one person in these amount of states. And so they're spending so much time trying to get $1 donations from 20 different states so that they can make it to the next stage.
It's a joke.
And it's just goes to show how the money controls us.
Yep. And it's bigger than this. It's because you've got dark money. Which is creepy. Whatever your philosophy is, it's
Citizens
creepy.
United ruined this country. That decision, one decision, ruined the country. The money comes because of that.
My buddy Dave Bossy.
Yeah, great, Richie. Thanks. You've got bad.
He's a good
your
dude.
Choice of friends.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Do I know him? I think I met him once through you, didn't I?
You may have met him. He was. I was friends with him years and years ago. But a good guy.
Yeah. All right. Time for us to. Have a good night's rest after all this stuff upsetting you. Oh, my God, how am I going to sleep thinking about all this stuff? Well, I have a solution. I have my pillows. You have your pillows. But if you are smart, you have your My Pillow. My Pillow. Amazing company, great American story. Mike Lindell, who runs it, he was the inventor. He was an engineer, didn't like the pillows he bought in the store, so he made his own. And look what it's netted him. 1,500 employees working around the clock to make pillows that can't supply them fast enough. And because things have done well for them, with a lot of great good radio. radio advertising, there are big discounts for the rest of the month on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and use the code DJV, you can buy, for example, the body pillow. Usually it's $89. You get it for $29 right now using the promo code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Save up to 50, 60, 65% on all kinds of great stuff, including that body pillow. Save the dough. Use the code DJV for these great specials at MyPillow.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show with the official story list. Let me go through it in case you haven't heard or you didn't go to talkers.com to get the list, the official list. At number 10, the anniversary of Woodstock, and things do play back to some of the older listeners on News Talk Radio. Number 9, the Russian explosions. Number 8, Chris Cuomo and his incident in the Hamptons. Number 7, the presidential race. Number 6, race relations. Number 5, calls for increased gun control. Number 4, conversations about the shootings. El Paso, Dayton, Philadelphia, Chicago should be in there as well. Number 3, what's going on in the economy. Number 2, what's happening in China. And number 1, the death of Jeffrey Epstein. That's the story list here from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I've lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results. A safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone, and they're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online. It's TopLoss.com. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. When it comes to the people list from Talkers, Sherry Redstone is in the number 10 position. She's the controlling stockholder in the CBS Corporation, actually Viacom, which 13, 14 years ago, it was all one company. Her father, who was in charge at the time, decided they'd get more money out of splitting the companies up. They did that. Now they're back together again. Todd and Julie Chrisley in the number 9 position. Bad Vlad in the premier or president of China, number 8. All these politicians from the Senate and the House leadership there, number 7. Chris Cuomo at number 6. Joe Biden and the rest of the Democrats running for office, number 5. The squad, number 4. Bill and Hill, number 3. Jeffrey Epstein, number 2 on the list of the most discussed people. And as you can imagine, Donald Trump manages to hold on to his position at number 1. That's the people list from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, I'm going to beat on my chest now. I'm tough. I'm like Chris Cuomo. I'm big. I'm tough. I'll get you if you give me any starch. So he looked pretty foolish in all of that. The guy that gave him the starch looked pretty foolish. The whole thing was pretty foolish. But yet, it may be because mostly stations that do news talk are right of center. And Chris Cuomo works for CNN. Brother is the mayor, is the governor of New York. And they aren't exactly in the middle when it comes to politics. I just get a kick out of people and how important they think they are. So where do you go from there, Victoria? Why do we pay any attention to this sort of thing? It's a good question, isn't it?
Because it's shoved in our faces.
Yeah.
And so you have to sort
we
of
support.
Avoid it.
CNN says, we support our reporter. That came from another news organization.
Right. If he worked for Fox, what do you think CNN would be saying?
Oh, I think they would support him. I mean, it's like with the White House press corps where they all support each other. No,
Ryan
I think they would.
Kilmeade. What's he doing? I mean, I'd like to see him face off Chris Cuomo.
Kilmeade's not that high strung.
No, he's not at all. He's pretty cool.
He's laid back.
Yeah, yeah, laid back. 10 before the hour. Thank you, Victoria Jones and Rich McFadden here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time is 53 past the hour. The beauty of information here on the overview that we have every week of the top five. I was going to say the top five songs. No, I don't think so. We won't be
singing. Either way, it's sort of like the top five hits.
Yeah, it is kind of. It's a countdown of the top five tech stories, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Number five, on our way to number one, LED masks and whether or not they are good for you.
So the safety of LED face masks are coming into question. Now, if you're on social media and someone has one of these, they always take a selfie. And so this looks like a plastic mask that goes over your face, and it has either red, amber, or blue lights that illuminates it onto your skin. And the LED lights, they basically solve different skin concerns. If you want to have more collagen and plump your skin, there's a setting for that. Red reduces inflammation, and then the blue light kills bacteria. So these have become very, very popular. If you go to the dermatologist where all this began, those treatments can be up to $300 per session, and you need multiple sessions, so it is very pricey. Ooh. So Neutrogena started, and other drugstore brands started making their own for only about $34.99. Neutrogena is now the first company to pull these from the shelves, saying that the mask itself doesn't do anything to harm your skin. It's actually very good for your skin, but it's harmful to your eyes. And so they're saying if you are going to continue using these masks at home, you have to protect your eyes. This can actually cause permanent vision loss, and you either keep your eyes closed or use some goggles or whatever you need to do, make sure you're protecting your eyes. And that's pretty much what dermatologists have been saying this week across the board. As these masks get more and more popular, always make sure that you buy one that's FDA cleared as well.
Who would have thunk it?
Yep.
Number four, Movie Pass. Those of you who are silly people used to say to me, get the Movie Pass. You'll love it.
A lot of people are unhappy with Movie Pass this week because now some of the employees, and are probably former employees, have come forward saying that there was a lot of chicanery going on behind the scenes and that the CEO directed these employees to change the passwords of some of the users who would use a lot of the movies. People who would go, because basically Movie Pass gives you an unlimited amount of movies that you can see in theaters per month for a $10 fee. It was an amazing deal. It was supposed to be a publicity stunt. It went way too far, and 3 million people signed up. The company can't sustain it. So they're on their way out to going bankrupt, and this is probably going to be the next big class action lawsuit. So if you weren't able, if you got shut out of movies that you really wanted to see, you most likely, they tampered with your account on the back end.
Mm-hmm. Number three, voting machines and hackers. What a combo.
Yep, this is not great. Security researchers found 35 back-end election systems in 10 different states that were connected to the internet at some point in the past, and which basically left them vulnerable of being hacked or tampered with. And the researchers also found that the election systems are behind firewalls that can be misconfigured and are otherwise not secure. Now, all of these systems are made by a company called Election Systems and Software. They are the top voting machine in the voting machine company in the United States. This is not great coming up with the 2020 election, and there are a lot of bills that have already been presented to Mitch McConnell in the Senate. He has not brought a single one to a vote, which is very suspect. And the other thing, technologically, these machines are running on Windows 7, which will no longer even be supported by the end of this year, meaning by a year from, more than a year from now, when we hit the 2020 election, they're going to, I don't even know how they're going to secure these machines. It's kind of a disaster.
Lovely. Number two, working our way to number one on the list of important tech stories, the FBI is into monitoring Facebook now, it would appear.
Yeah, after all the mass shootings, the FBI is stepping up saying we need to do something, and they think that one of the answers is to harvest all of the data from Facebook and Twitter and other social media platforms. Instagram would be included in this, Snapchat as well. The FBI is seeking proposals from third-party vendors to see how they could maybe monitor all of this, and if anything is a red flag, then potentially they could prevent another mass shooting.
Number one story is a simple merger that'll work out well for both parties, it looks like. I wonder how it'll work out for the users of these products.
Well, that's exactly it. This is maybe not so simple for the consumer. CBS and Viacom have reunited. So now Showtime, CBS, the book publisher Simon & Schuster, all the MTV networks, Nickelodeon, and Paramount Movie Studios will be one new streaming service. So it's yet another monthly bill that we all may have to endure.
And you got your choices. I'm saying this stuff is going to become so expensive they're going to go back to pay for television or advertisers for their TV.
Possibly.
59 after.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.